Okay, Abayisai, the oil mass request, I see we got a smaller oil Pesach oil today. I am going to be giving another week, next week also Shia. So we won't be doing it on the phone or anything like the last Masechta. So next week I'll be giving the last Shia in Erechim. And then we will make a Siyam, because Yidl made a request that we not make the Siyam Shabbos HaGadol, so we managed to work that out for you. So there will be we'll make a big Siyam in Mitzvah Hashem the week after Pesach. The way it looks now is it will be the Thursday night. Pesach ends on a Tuesday night. Thursday night we'll make a big seam here in the shul. And we'll invite the woman also. Obviously it'll be separate seating. Basically, don't worry, it's not going to be mixed. Okay? Because I know you wouldn't tolerate anything like that. So, but it's Hashem. So Thursday, just keep in mind, save the date. Thursday night after Pesach we'll have a seam. And it's Hashem, the Sunday following Pesach, we're going to be starting Meseches Me'ilah, the Sunday after Pesach. Bezer Hashem. Okay. The Mishnah now goes to Botei HaChatzerim. Very, very strange Mishnah, the way it describes the Botei HaChatzerim. The Mishnah should have really just told us the halachas of the Botei HaChatzerim. What's the halacha with a bias that you sell that doesn't have the qualifications of a Botei HaChayma? Just tell me what the halacha is. Instead, the Mishnah takes an approach of comparing it to Stei Achuza and comparing it to Botei HaChayma and sort of telling you it's a little bit of this, and the whole thing is confusing. The Mishnah should just say Botei HaChayma has this halacha. Botei HaChatzerim basically has no limitation. You can redeem it whenever you'd like, and it goes back to your B'Yevel, and then we wouldn't be confused. Instead, the Mishnah took an approach, which is a confusing approach, which obviously must have something to it. And therefore, I think there's a very big chiddush that lies in this Mishnah that goes by, you know, unnoticed. The Mishnah says like this, Botei HaChatzerim, if you have a bias that's a chotzer, which means Batei HaChatzerim is just a way of describing a non-Batei HaChayma. Right? Batei HaChayma, we already learned, is unique. That number one, it could be redeemed only for 1 year. That's number one. Number two, if you didn't redeem it, even though it's an achuza, it stays by the buyer forever. Right? There's no such thing as going out by Yevu. Batei HaChatzerim is anything that's not a Batei HaChayma. Right? Anything that's not a Batei HaChayma is called a Batei HaChatzerim. And L'chayra already learned what a Batei HaChayma is. That was the Mishnah we had. What's called a Batei HaChayma? And the Mishnah stated very clearly that in order for something to be a bias for Batei HaChayma, you need to have 3 Chatzerim. And you need to have 2 batim in each chotzer. And the Mishnah described it very clearly that that's what's required. So now we know that anything less than that is not a Batei HaChayma. Right? In order to be a Batei HaChayma, you need to have at least 3 courtyards in the city that has, the courtyards used to have apartments, houses open up to the courtyard, at least 2 apartments open up to the courtyard. Anything less than that would not go under the halacha of Batei HaChayma. So the Mishnah says, Noisnim lohem, we give them koyach yofe shebebotei HaChayma. We give them the benefits of a Batei HaChayma, and we also give them the benefits of the Stei Achuza. The koyach yofe shebesodes. Okay, so right away, like I said, that alone is a very strange way to describe Batei HaChatzerim. Just tell me what Aloch is, Batei HaChatzerim. Instead, the Gemara says, we give them this and we give them that, like they're collecting kulas. So the Batei HaChatzerim, they get the kula of the Stei Achuza, and then obviously we know, the kula that the Stei Achuza has is that it goes back B'Yevel. That's the kula. That when you sell it, it doesn't stay by the Lekech. The Chumrah it has is that you can't redeem it right away. You have to give the person at least 2 years in order for him to work on it. And that's Makif If you sold it a year before Yovel, we had earlier, you got to let him have it another year after Yovel. He has to have 2 years. We learn out of the Shnei Tvois, out of the pasuk that says years of grain, that you need to have at least 2 years. So basically, a stay achuz has a chumra and a kula. The chumra is that you can't redeem it until 2 years, and the kula is that it's not a everlasting sale. It goes back to you. That's the chumra and kula. Stay achuz has that limitation. Bati arechoma doesn't have that limitation. You can redeem it the day after you sell it. But when you redeem it back, it becomes yours only if it was done within a year. Otherwise, it remains lo'olam by the one who bought it. So basically, what we're saying is that bate achatzerim doesn't remain by the buyer. It's going to come back to you by yovel, no matter what. Even if you don't redeem it, it's going to come back to you. And it also has the kula that you could redeem it right away. Okay. So the Mishnah now describes that. Instead of giving us the... Now, because the Mishnah decided to express this by, instead of telling us the halacha, just saying, Pati achatzerim, nigolam miyad, v'yotzim b'yovel, which would have been, we would know everything then. The Mishnah decided to go in this direction. Now the Mishnah goes and explains what it means, also in a very indirect way. It says, nigolam, what's the yovel, nigolam miyad, v'chol shnei masachodesh kebotim. You can redeem it for 12 months, like a bias, which could be redeemed right away. But Yotzim B'Yovel will be going Kesef Kisanis. But it goes out like a field, meaning Yovel will take it out, and you could redeem it any time. L'chayre, that's what it means, any time. So right away, besides for the Mishnah being indirect, the Mishnah told me something which L'chayre is not correct. Because the Mishnah left a hole in a very important halacha. What happens year two? The Mishnah says, you can redeem it right away, like Batei Arechayma. But then we're going to tag on the kula of Stei Achuza, which tells you could redeem it back till Yovel, and it goes back by Yovel. But a Stei Achuza you can only redeem from year two. So now you left me with a hole. What about year two? Year two doesn't have anything to sit on. Which is really, and the Mishnah doesn't address this. If anything, one, the Mishnah would almost lead us to believe that year two, because otherwise the Mishnah should just say, Nigolim Miyad. Instead the Mishnah says, Nigolim Miyad v'chol shnei masachodesh kibotim. Okay, the Mishnah says you could redeem it right away and for 12 months, like Batei Arechayma. Well, that sounds like 12 months. Now, after 12 months you come, we tell you, okay, now we'll give you the Stei Achuza kula. Okay, Stei Achuza tells me I gotta wait another year. So I'm in limbo. This year, I'm in limbo. You follow? Which L'chayre, that's not the halach. The traditional way of thinking is that a Batei Arechayma could be redeemed whenever you want. Batei Chatzayim could be redeemed whenever you want. There is no limitation. That's definitely the way a tradition has it, right? But the traditional way of thinking is not meduyik in the Mishnah at all. At all. Afakert. The Mishnah seems to be pulling us another direction for an unthinkable reason. Doesn't seem to make sense. Why would the Mishnah do that? So this point, this last point that I'm raising, if you look at the Maamar Makamis, we brought down a Rashash. The Rashash is actually bothered by this question. He doesn't ask the question. To me, the bigger question is the whole way the Mishnah operates here. Instead of the Mishnah telling me the halacha, the Mishnah is telling me it's like this a little bit, it's like that a little bit. Just tell me the halacha and I won't be confused. But he's bothered by the fact that it says Ad Yud-Beis Chodesh. Why does it say Ad Yud-Beis Chodesh? L'chayra lomali l'misni v'chol Yud-Beis Chodesh. He says, why does the Mishnah use the term Kol Yud Beis Chodesh? Listening to Nigolim Miyad. Just tell me, it's redeemed right away. Vizel, end of story. Ukamoy detoni bebraise, gula tiyolay miyad. Adrab, tfei avalei lashmina de Nigolim Vachay Yud Beis Chodesh. The bigger Chodesh is that you can redeem it after 12 months. Tehinen kubot erechem, shalachay Yud Beis Chodesh, and yochel Nigolim. That's the bigger Chodesh. So just tell me, you can redeem it, period.
Then he says, maybe you can only redeem it for 12 months. Now this would be unbelievable. This would mean that the second you could redeem it right away, then you could redeem it after 2 years forever. Till you're able to, but during that second year, nothing. That's a immune, that year is an immune from the whole Seder of Erechim. The Lamai Medamis law, he says, because what are you going to compare it to? Ilasadeh in the Gelas Papachas Mibay Shani. If you want to bring on the Kula of the Steachuzah, you can't, you're stuck. Feel about the Erechimah, and if you want to compare it to the Erechimah, Ain't the Golem, the Kfar Nichlato or Keach, Paklois Hashanah. So he's bothered by this. He wants to bring maybe a raya from the Gemara, which we'll get to, and maybe this is not the halacha. So then he throws an unbelievable chiddush. He says as follows. Still doesn't really explain this tremendous problem that the Mishnah is definitely leading me astray from what the halacha is. The Mishnah is telling me something which is indirect and telling me something which I would conclude that the halacha is not the way the halacha is. Just reading the Mishnah. He says that maybe the Mishnah's come to you like this. Batim has another halacha. And that is that when you redeem back a bias, you don't deduct anything. That first year, nothing is deduced. You give it back the full money. You sold the house for $100,000. You want to redeem it back, you have to give back $100,000. We don't say, well, listen, you sold it for 10 years, and this is the amount of money per month. So now if he lived there for 6 months, deduct the 6 months that he was there. We don't say that. So he wants to say perhaps that halacha changes once it goes into the second year. So when it says Nigolim kol yud beis chodesh, it means for 12 months you could redeem it, but it's full price. Then it has to be bigiroin kesef. And that's why the Mishnah broke it up from the 12 months to the rest of the time to tell you that chiluk. Okay, but really if you analyze this logically, it doesn't seem to make sense, because why wouldn't there be a din of Giroin Kesef during the first year? And if the only reason why there isn't a din of Giroin Kesef is because you only have a right to redeem it because of the din of Batei Arechayma, then his first conclusion should be correct, that at the second year you shouldn't be able to redeem it at all. In other words, you follow what I'm saying? In other words, if the Rosh Hash is right, that the first year you do no Giroin, even though there's no pasuk, that there's no geron, but no geron. And then afterwards, you do start deducting. What would be the logic behind that? The logic behind that would be that because the first year you're doing it out of Batei Rechayma, and the second year you're doing out Steachuzah. But if you're doing out Steachuzah, then his first conclusion is right. You shouldn't be able to redeem it at all. It doesn't really make sense that you should be able to redeem it the second year, and then you go like Steachuzah. See, if we learn that Batei Arechayim and Steachuzah only used as simonim, in other words, the Mishnah is just describing that you could redeem it right away like a Batei Arechayim. And it goes out by Yoiva like a Steachuzah. But really, Batei Achatzerim is its own niche. It has nothing to do with Steachuzah or Batei Arechayim. It's its own niche. So then there's no reason to say his halacha. Why the first year would there be no geron? There should be geron. Logically, there should be geron. Logically, zichah, there should be geron. Elamai, what are you telling me? There's no geron because you're using the Batei Arechayma strength to allow you to redeem it. So if that's the case, and then from there on I'm using the Steachuzah strength. Well, if that's the case, then his original conclusion is correct. The second year you should be a androgynous. You're stuck. You're not this and you're not that. You're not a Batei Chatzerim and you're not a Batei Arechayma, because there is nothing for you to use. If we say that Batei Chatzerim doesn't need to use anybody, Batei Chatzerim has its own identity. I am a Batei Chatzerim, exempt from the limitations of Batei Arechayma and exempt from the limitations of Steachuzah, and enjoy the benefits of everything. If that's the thing, then there should be halacha that even during the first year, there should be geroin. Because I am not Batei Arechayma for the first year. and I'm not stay achuzah for the rest of the years. I'm myself, I'm my own entity. I'm called Batei. That's what I am. But then the first conclusion wouldn't be correct, neither would the second conclusion be correct. Then the halacha would be, you always do Giroin, because you're your own person. You're your own entity. But now you're telling me no. For the first 12 months, no Giroin. You know why? Because you're coming with the Batei Erechayim Adin. Also, now you're telling me that when I get the din of the Batei Erechayim and I get the din of Batei Chatzerim, really Batei Chatzerim doesn't have its own identity. Batei Chatzerim is wearing two jackets. The jacket of Batei Erechayim and the jacket of Stei Achuzah. Well, then you got to fit into one of those jackets. You can't be nobody. Which was his first time. That was the Rosh Hashanah's first time. The Rosh Hashanah's first time was, L'chor, when year two comes, you're in limbo. Because Batei Erechayim, your benefits of Batei Erechayim have expired. Your new benefits have not come into play. That's his first conclusion. Once you throw out that conclusion, it means you're telling me that Batei Chatzerim are not using other people's jackets. Batei Chatzerim, the Torah, exempt from the limitations of Batei Erechayim and Stei Achuzah. Then why in the world would Giroyan play a role? So by the fact that you're telling me no Giroyan like Batei Erechayim, that means you're telling me you're using the Batei Erechayim. And when that expires, you're stuck. So now you use the Batei Stei Achuzah then.
Would it be a problem if it was either always Giroyan or always no Giroyan?
I have no problem with either one. I would tell you like this, David. Logically, there should be Giroyan. If I was just going in Svarim, there should be Giroyan. Because when you redeem it, it's based on value and based on what you bought and based on logically the term Al Tiashrus, there should absolutely be Giroyan. That means there's Giroyan. When you rent it, do you get? I mean, I don't know about you, but most people get rent, don't they? So that's all Giroyan is. What's Giroyan? Rent. Why should I get rent? You live on my property for free? Why should it be deducted? You use my field, you sold the crap, I shouldn't get any, you're there for free, you're a freeloader? Unless you're a moisid. I mean, you're freeloading. So anyway, so this is a problem. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem either way so much, even though I would say if there's no clear pasuk, the svara would be that there should be Giroyan. But I don't have a problem if somebody would say, no, there's no din of Giroyan ever. No problem. You know why? Because Batei Chatzerim is its own parasha. But now you're telling me, no. The first year, no Giroyan. Just like Batei Erechayim has no Giroyan, you have no Giroyan. Afterwards, then you're using your Stei Achuzah hat. Then there is Giroyan. Okay, so during the second year, I'm nobody. If I gotta be wearing a hat, if the policy is you need a hat, you don't have a hat. That's all I'm saying. If the policy is that Batei Chatzerim needs a hat, and there are two hats, there's the Batei Erechayim hat, and there's the Stei Achuzah hat, so on the second year, he's naked. Second year, he doesn't have what to rely on. Which is a strong svara. That's not a strong svara. Okay. Now, if you look at the Tosefta that we put onto the Maamar Makomos, the Tosefta seems to take out the Yud Beis Chodesh. The Tosefta just says it also reads different than our Mishnah. You see, if the Mishnah read like the Tosefta, I wouldn't have these difficulties. It reads different. The Tosefta reads just like, doesn't sound like Batei Chatzerim has to come onto anybody. It just says Batei Chatzerim has a lot of kulis. That's all it says. It doesn't say Noistim loy koyach yofa. Noistim loy koyach. It doesn't say we give him this din. It just says simple. Choymer Batei Erechayim Hashem b'stei achuzu b'stei achuzu Hashem b'batei Erechayim. There's chumris. Sheba Batei Erechayim and yitzim b'loy yiva. V'moygal lo kol yud beis chodesh tamas loy koyach.
Potei Rechoyma doesn't go out by Yovel and stays by the Lekeach. Mashen came b'stei Achuzah. Choyma b'stei Achuzah. Sha'amakti b'stei Achuzah. So she'll be Yovel and mutu l'gepox m'yusei Shonim. The Yitzim be Yovel. That's all. Exactly. Both Mishnei Shonim, the Yitzim were Mashen came b'botei Rechoyma. That's all. So the Tosefta decided not to go ahead and mix into this. Now, if you look at the Tosefta in Halach Vav, earlier on, the one we just read was Halach Ches. If you look at Halach Vav, there the Tosefta tries to say the din of our Mishnah, but again, doesn't say the whole thing with the Noistim line. Hamaktish bayis pebotei achatzerim areze goyel miyad goyel v'hoylech lo'olam. That's my language. That's good. No problems. Don't mix me up here. Just tell me what you mean. Tosefta says straight, Goyel Miyad, Goyel Lo'olam, finished. Gu'ulacha, and Gu'ulacha, Yetzel Abayla Miyadol. Period. And again, Hamoicha Bayis Pepote Achatzerim. Just like Makdish, if you sell it, Hareze Goyel Miyad V'Hoylech, Goyel V'Hoylech Lo'olam. Shimgia Yevel V'Goyel Yetzel Abayla. That's it. Period. End of story. The Tosefta is clear, which actually leads me almost to believe that there is a machlekes. Because this is the way I would have thought the Mishnah would read. The Mishnah instead took a completely different route than the way the Tosefta took. Tosefta made it very clear. Tosefta's kavanah is very clear. Everything is clear. The Mishnah took a completely different route. Now, if you look on Amud Beis, the next Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Ve'elu ein botei achatzerim. These are the botei achatzerim. Shnei chatzerim shol shnei batim. If you have two chatzerim, two homes, af al pi shemukof haschoim emes yishu benun, harei ein kebotei achatzerim. It's like a botei achatzerim. This Mishnah seems to be redundant. Because once we learned earlier that there's a requirement of three homes to become a Batei Rechayim, it would be obvious that anything less than that would be Batei Chatserim. Why does the Mishnah here have to tell me this? So in fact, the Ragachov and the Nezer HaKodesh asked this as a question. We already had a Mishnah that said, what's Batei Rechayim? What does Avedin of Batei Rechayim? What's the minimum? The minimum is three Chatserim with two homes in each one. So we already learned what the minimum is. So if you know what the minimum is, anything that doesn't meet the minimum criteria is out. So why does our Mishnah have to go and say, basically the last Mishnah said, three is the minimum, and then this Mishnah said, two is not. Two is not three. You told me, three is the minimum, and now you're telling me, and you should know, two is not three. And the Gemara goes to Psukim, if you look at the Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Mimashma shenema botei chatzerim. Ein yedeh she'en lehem choyma? Don't I know that there's no wall? Ma tam alema she'en lehem choyma? Af al pi she'esh lehem choyma, kimi she'en lehem choyma. We look at it like there's no wall. The kama batim, shtei chatzerais, shnayim, shtei chatzerais, shal shnei b'nei botim. Says the Gemara, ve'em abayis v'chotzer, maybe just one home and one chotzer, him kein lichtei v'achmono chatzerim. Because the courtyards count. Maybe that would mean no home? No. Says the Gemara says, Ahu kape fikri. That wouldn't be called a chotzer. The definition of a chotzer is that it services a home. Otherwise it's called a lot. Kape is a lot. A chotzer, by definition, is something that services a home. That's the definition. In fact, the Chazanish has a very interesting question by Chanukah. The halach is you put the menorah by the Pesach HaChotzer. Right? That's where I'm talking about the Bezman HaGemorah. When they made the takona, they made the takona, the near Chanukah goes by the end of the courtyard, by the opening. Chazanish has a tzad to say that today, even at Eretz Yisrael, where they light outside, it should be to the entrance of the building, not to the entrance of the Chotzer. Why?
because the chatzah used to be an accessory to the home. They had the oven in the courtyard. The chatzah was actually a home accessory. So it was almost like an extension, it was an annex of the house. It was something that, therefore, it was in a way, it was called the Pesach HaBayis. The end of the courtyard was really the end of your home. But today, that the courtyard is not used that way, your front yard is not used as an accessory used to the home, and therefore, the right place is by the Pesach HaBayis. So that's what the Gemara is saying here. The Gemara is saying that if you had a chotzer that's not servicing a home, it's not a chotzer. So that wouldn't even be a havamina, that a chotzer without a house would have any kind of shaykhis to batei chatzer. But again, the difficulty here is, what do I need this whole Mishnah for? So the Nezer HaKodesh right here asked this question. He says, the Elohim batei chatzer. He says, "V'kosha Alohi Mishna she'en etzlicha." The Alohi Tanan Le'er we learned earlier, "Mahein batei lechayma." And over there it says, "You need three courtyards, two houses, and therefore Mamela Muvan." Shem Loi Al Pitanoim Vayfanim Oela Arein batei chatzerim. See, he points out a very interesting point. He says that it would seem from our Mishnah that it would be possible for something to be an androgynous. In other words, Batei Chatzerim, which is really the guts of our Shaila. The guts of our Shaila is Batei Chatzerim exempt from Batei Lechayma and exempt from Stei Achuz, and therefore it is what it is? Or is Batei Chatzerim a entity of its own? Batei Chatzerim has its own halachas. It's not in limbo using this one. It's Batei Chatzerim. He's therefore saying, The Nezer HaKodesh is saying that it would be possible to say that anything that's in a enclosed city, even if it doesn't meet up to the Batei Lechayma, it would still not automatically be Batei Chatzer. It would be not here, not there. We'll see what the halacha would be. But it would be in limbo. Batei Chatzer is a decisive. In other words, one way to look at it is Batei Chatzer is anything that's not this and not that. Not a soda, and it's not a batei lechayma, so we call it batei chatzerim. Batei chatzerim is not a decisive term. The other way to look at it is, no, batei chatzerim is a decisive term. You could therefore say that you could have something that's not batei chatzerim, and it's not chayma. Chatzerim means there's no wall. That's what he's trying to say. Our Mishnah was coming to tell us that you should know that anything that doesn't have the requirement goes into batei chatzerim. Don't think that there's something called limbo. No. Anything that doesn't fit the Batei Lechayma criteria, it's true, we have the Batei Lechayma criteria. Three chatzerim and two homes in each one. We know that. But we didn't learn yet that there can't be limbo state. So our Mishnah, that's what he says, which is very logical the way he's learning. Our Mishnah is coming to say, well, let me tell you something. Anything that doesn't meet up to criteria of our last Mishnah is going to be tagged with a definitive title called Batei Chatzerim. Even though really it's not. It's scientifically speaking, not Batei Chatzerim. It's enclosed. If we're talking actuality, it's in a Batei Lechayma. But it doesn't matter. Since it's not an ear, it's automatically goes. But then that's what he says. He says that it would seem that from here you see, V'nil, the Yesh Lo Mokam Lema, the Yesh Mumutzim. He says they have a wall, you can't call it Batei Chatzerim. Batei Chatzerim means that the city just has courtyards, no wall, opened. This is not opened. He says, Shirak Shnei Chatzorim, Shal Shnei Batim Iko, Im Eni Noeg Bezedin Chalita Sabayis, Achashalom Echav, Yeshlam Din Gulu Eilam, Kedim Batei Chatzerim, Avoyenik Batei Chatzerim Mamish. Maybe you mean Kamoilin Yin Gula, the Giroin Kesser, Shanoig, but Batei Chatzerim, I was there, Goyobolay Giroin. He says, maybe this is limbo. Limbo would mean it doesn't get locked in, like Batei Rechayma gets locked in to the buyer, the one who buys it, it becomes his forever if you don't redeem it within a year. So maybe these courtyards that fail to reach the required three quarters would still be non-redeemable after the first year, maybe. Or he says maybe you have to deduct the Geron Kesef, where in the Pot Erechem you don't have to deduct. This is what he's toying with, that maybe there's something in the middle. The basis would be that any positive din that you have because of something being a Batei Rechaima, this won't have. Torah says Batei Rechaima gets locked in after a year. No, doesn't have that. Doesn't get locked in after a year. Torah says that Steachuzi, you gotta get, has to be Giloyin Kesef. There's a concept of Giloyin Kesef. No, no Giloyin Kesef. You gotta pay the full value. That's what he's toying with, this idea that you can have something in limbo. And that's what the Mishnah is telling you. No, once it's not Batei Rechaima, it automatically becomes, which really is part of our original shaila of whether the definition of Batei Chatzerim is something that's in limbo, or the definition of Batei Chatzerim is a decisive thing that has its own halachas. It's not riding on other things, it's a decisive term. Not made of characters, it has dinim. It has dinim. Batei Rechaima has its own dinim. Steachuz has its own dinim, and Batei Chatzerim has its own dinim. Fine, but that's just confusing us. Like I said, Batei Chatzerim is Batei Chatzerim. It has its own halachas. It's actually neither one. It's not like a Batei Rechaima. It's not like a Batei Chatzerim. It's its own thing. Okay. I still say that when we look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, it's definitely mashma that Batei Chatzerim is in fact a limbo state from our Mishnah. The Tosefta's mashma not like that. The Tosefta's mashma, Batei Chatzerim is its own entity and which doesn't have any limitations. Not mashma, the Tosefta says it. Goyelin miyad, v'goyelin lo'oilam. And the Tosefta doesn't even bother to tell us that it's like one or the other. And our Mishnah says, Noisnim loy, we give him this koyach yafa, v'noisnim loy, this koyach yafa. For 12 months you can redeem it because of this, afterwards you can redeem it because of that. It sounds very much that our Mishnah holds that Batei Chatzerim is left in limbo. And the Torah said we have psukim to say that you could use the Batei Rechaima hat, or you could use the Theachus. Now read through the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tonu Rabbana, Astei Oretz Yechoshev, Hikisha Akosev Ustei Achuza, Ma Astei Achuza Yoitze B'Yoivel U'B'Giroin Kesef, Af Batei Chatzerim, Yoitzim, they also go up B'Yoivel U'B'Giroin Kesef. If that's the case, Ei Ma Astei Achuza Einu Nigelos B'Pochus Mishnei Shoni, Af Batei Chatzerim Einu Nigolim B'Pochus Mishnei Shoni. Tamud Loima Gu'ulo Tia Loi Miyad, says you can redeem it right away. Hoyo v'nosata lo koyach yofesh shebesodes, v'koyach yofesh shebatim, yocho lo yetzi b'yevel, tamalei me b'yevel yetzi. Okay. Now this is a complete pella, the Gemara. When we spoke about the steyachuzah, we had the halacha earlier on, steyachuzah. So over there it was very clear, without a question, that if somebody goes and he sells a field that's not plantable, that you can't plant. The Mishnah made its point very clear that if it's not plantable, it doesn't go out, it doesn't have the halacha of steyachuzah, that you have to wait for 2 years to redeem it. The Mishnah said very clearly that if it's trosim, if it's a field that doesn't grow, so you don't have to wait, there's no reason to wait. The Pasuk says, "Bemispar shnei tfus." It's only if it grows. If it doesn't grow, there's no winyan, and it's repeated twice already in the Hamoicha Sadei. Right? So, even if this would be a real steyachuzah, you don't got to give a guy 2 years. When it's a field that can't produce, that doesn't produce, you don't have to give a guy 2 years. So why in the world would you need by a house to give him 2 years? It's Merafi Sigma. It's a complete pelt. But Daniel, do you know where this Fasemis is here? On Kotchin. This is a complete pella.
The Gemara is a complete problem. The Gemara is saying without an additional pasuk, I would think that you have to wait 2 years to redeem it. You can't redeem it for the first 12 months. So, well, really what we're questioning is, the Mishnah is very difficult on its own. Why does the Mishnah even have to tell me that you can redeem it right away? Of course you can redeem it right away. Why not? You want to compare it to Stei Achuzah? Even a Stei Achuzah, if it's not plantable, you can redeem it right away. You only have to wait the 2 years because it's plantable. Shkoyach Daniel. Thank you. So this is a very revealing chelik of the sugya. The fact that the Gemara said that is very telling. That there's something going on here. Because without that, it's a pella. It's a pella. Yeah. Comes the Sfasemis, and he has our Shiloh, the original Shiloh. What's the halacha in year two? He says, I have a suffix. What's the halacha in year two? He says, Inigal Bishon Ashniya. The Efsher, the Bishon Ashniya, Ein Loi Geula Mimon Ashuch. There's no redemption. Because if you go by a Stei Achuzah, you got to wait a year. And if you go by Batei Rechoyim, you got expired. The Ikas Tei Achuzah, Ein Golem Pachas Mishtei Shonim. For Hod in the Gelas, Bishonu Rishoyna, who we didn't buy us, Shal Batei Rechoyim. Abel Bishonu Shni Eloi. That's what he says. Anyway, see, he's not Poshet to Shiloh. This is the Shiloh that he has. He's not Poshet to Shiloh. But he discusses this possibility that why would it be worse than a field that's not plantable? Should be like at least a field that's not plantable. Derech Lev is also aimed on this same question. How could the Gemara here say that without a pasuk you'd only be able to redeem it after 2 years? It's a pella. I think that the answer, what we see from here, clearly, I mean, b'doichik, there's a way to get around this. B'doichik, there's a way to get around this. You could get around this by saying that a field that's not plantable is not meeting up to its use. In other words, when the Torah says it has to be planting years, the Torah really means usable years. You have to leave it for him to be able to produce. And therefore, by a field that's meant for planting, so that's what you do with a field. So now, if it's not plantable, it can't meet up to its sada use, you don't have to wait 2 years. By a bias that's meant to live in, so that's its planting. That's its zriya. So you have to wait for 2 years of the house use. That would be the havamin. But that's a big doichik. It's a big doichik because even the state trossim, when people bought the fields that weren't plantable, they weren't idiots, they bought it for a reason. They used it to process things on the land. They used it for animals to graze. Whatever the cheshbonos were, it had its use. We weren't dealing with mishigoyim. They bought the field for a reason. And if you're going to tell me that there's a generic concept that it has to be used for 2 years, if it's usable, it should always apply. So that doesn't seem to drive home. I therefore think that it's muchach from here, that the fact that the Torah, when the Torah addressed, and that's this whole sugya. When the Torah addressed the halacha of batei chatzerim, it didn't go ahead and tell us stam. It made comparisons. It said batei chatzerim, it's like this. But they made a hekesh to stay achuz. Then the Torah went and said, even though normally ain't hekesh lemachza, and that's why the Gemara says you should have to wait 2 years. What the Gemara means is like this. It's batei chatzerim. It's its own thing, batei chatzer. But the fact is that the Torah said there's a hekesh to stay achuzah.
So the only reason why you could redeem it, for till Yovel, is because you're using the rights of redemption that Esther Chuz has. Right? But it is Batei Chatzera. So the Havamina would be that it's a Gilui Milsa. The Havamina would be that the Torah is being Megala now, just like Esther Chuz could be redeemed until Yovel, so to Batei Chatzera could be redeemed until Yovel. If that's the case, then Eina Chanami. You should be allowed to redeem it only after 2 years. Because Batei Chatzerim is not using the Stei Achuz. If it's using the Stei Achuz mantle, then we would look at like a Stei Achuz that's not plantable. And a Stei Achuz that's not plantable could be redeemed right away. But it's not using the Stei Achuz mantle. It's Batei Chatzerim. It's just that the Torah made a comparison to Stei Achuz. It was a way of telling you the halacha. It was a siman. Not a Siba, it was a Simon. The Torah said, you want to know what the Halacha Batei Chatzerim is? It's like a Stei Achuz. Which means, the Torah wasn't going and telling you the Batei Chatzerim is redeemed because it is, in fact, for the first, not first 2 years, for the first till Yovel, it is a Stei Achuz. If that's what the Torah was saying, then I would know you could redeem it within the first 2 years. The Torah wouldn't have to go out of its way now to make a Hekish to Batei Arichayma to tell me you could redeem it within the first 2 years. I would know that on its own. Because if it's using, all this is a Batei Chatzerim, has a din of a Stei Achuzah, then it would be a Stei Achuzah that's not plantable. You could redeem it right away. But I just said that doesn't work, because you see by Tchosim, property that's aimed for other things, you don't have to wait 2 years. I threw out that logic and we said it doesn't work. So we're back to our original. So the fact that the Torah went and the Torah had to go now and compare it to Batei Arichayma to go and make it mutil to do that shows you that the Havamina would have been that the reason why you could redeem it for the first 2 years is not because the reason why you could redeem it at all. The reason why Batei Achatzerim is redeemable is not because it is a Stei Achuzah. Because if that's the reason why it's redeemable, then I would know that you could redeem it right away. Because it's a Stei Achuzah that's not plantable. You follow? The fact that the Gemara said that without the Torah being marbe that you could redeem it right away shows you that the Gemara was not using the redemption power of the Stei Achuzah. Because if that's what it is, then maybe you could redeem it right away. Because the Stei Achuzah that's not plantable is redeemable. I don't need to go don't schlep me to Batei Arichayma. I don't need you to schlep me to Batei Arichayma. I know it on its own. It must be that you're not using the Stei Achuzah lumdus that now this is a Stei Achuzah. No, it's not a Stei Achuzah. It's Batei Chatzerim. It's Batei Chatzerim where the Torah let us know that you can redeem it like a Stei Achuzah. If that's the case, since in the Parsha Stei Achuzah it says that you can only redeem it after 2 years. So this was another way of the Torah conveying the message to us. Batei Chatzerim also, for the first 2 years, you can't redeem it. That's all. Just like there. It's not because it's wearing the mantle. If it'd be wearing the mantle of Stei Achuzah, then it would wear the mantle completely. The mantle completely is that if it's not plantable, it's redeemable. So you see from the Gemara, that's not. So we went now to Batei. So now the Torah went and was marbed by Batei Arichayma. It's like Batei Arichayma. Just like Batei Arichayma is redeemable right away, so too this is redeemable. Here's where I think the Tosefta and our Mishnah split ways. This is where they split ways. The Tosefta came and the Tosefta said, okay. So now what we basically have is we have a field. We have a Batei Chatzerim that the Torah basically said is not like this and it's not like that. It's Batei Chatzerim. We originally thought that the Torah conveyed to us a message that it's like a Stei Achuzah, which would tell us it's only redeemable after 2 years. But then the Torah said, no, Batei Arichayim, it's redeemable right away. So now we're left with basically the Torah was Megala to us that it's redeemable always, and it's even redeemable Miyad from Batei, we learn out Batei Arichayim. What mantle is it wearing? Batei Chatzerim. Batei Chatzerim mantle is what it's wearing. And that's why After the first year, we don't have to go, well, what are you? Because it never was a Stei Achuzah anyway.
It wasn't plantable. So I don't go over to it after 1 year and go, you have an identity crisis. The Rosh Hashanah and the Sfasemes are saying, you have an identity crisis. Because after the first year, we go over to Batei Chatzer and we say, what's your name? The first year you were able to be redeemed, Alf Batei Rechaim. In a year from now, you celebrate your second birthday, you're going to be able to be redeemed because you're a Stei Achuzin. But today, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi, today who are you? Now that you celebrated your first birthday, who are you? That's the Sfasemes and the Rosh Hashanah's point. So the Tosefta says, I'm Batei Chatzer. I don't need any names. I was called V'Yikorei Shmoy B'Yisrael Batei Chatzer. That's who I am. And I have my own entity. And you want to know, do I have restrictions? I have no restrictions. Because the Torah compared me to a Stei Achuzah. The Torah compared me to Batei Rechaim. It was a way of the Torah conveying to us that I don't have the restrictions of the Stei Achuzah or the restrictions of the Batei Rechaim. So who am I? I'm Batei Chatzerim. That's the Tosefta. And that's why the Tosefta doesn't say, Noisnim loy koyach yafa sheba Batei Rechaim. Noisnim loy koyach yafa sheba Stei Achuzah. We don't give you anything. You are Shalom Aleichem. My name is Batei Chatzerim. And the Torah revealed that I have no limitations. I could be redeemed right away. I could be redeemed forever. This is who I am. So when we tell you, who are you? I'm Batei Chatzerim. Just like the Batei Rechaim didn't have to tell you who he is. Batei Rechaim is Batei Rechaim. I'm Batei Chatzerim. And that's precisely what the next Mishnah tells us. Which is, don't make a mistake to think that there's some kind of limbo stage. No. Anything that's not a Batei Rechaim, anything that's not a Stei Achuzah, it becomes this definitive thing called Batei Chatzerim. The halacha, at least against the halacha, but now the Tosefta holds, that's it. The Bavli holds, and our Mishnah holds, no. The Torah went ahead and compared it to Stei Achuzah. If the Torah would have just ended over there by Stei Achuzah, we would have said that perhaps Batei Chatzerim is just a Stei Achuzah. That's all. And therefore, for the first two, Batei Chatzerim is Batei Chatzerim with the halacha of a Stei Achuzah, and therefore for the first 2 years you can't redeem it. After 2 years you could redeem it. Now, why could you not redeem it for 2 years? Because Batei Chatzerim has the same halacha as a Stei Achuzah, and therefore can't be redeemed for 2 years. It's not plantable. It doesn't matter if it's not plantable. I am Batei Chatzerim. I don't have to be plantable. I am my own entity. The Torah just wanted to let me know, what's your halacha? Your halacha is just like whatever the halacha says over there by Parshas Stei Achuzah, that's the halacha by you. But not because you're that. You follow? Not because you are a Stei Achuzah. Not because Stei Achuzah has in it also Batei Chatzerim. If the Torah would have just said Stei Achuzah, everything's a Stei Achuzah, then everything would be Stei Achuzah. The Torah said no, Batei Rechaim is not a Stei Achuzah. Okay, so it's out of the picture. Fine. Now, what's the halacha of Batei Chatzerim? So one way to look at it is, well, Batei Chatzerim gets enveloped into Stei Achuzah. One second. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, no, Batei Chatzerim is its own halacha. So I'm telling you like this. The Havamina is definitely that it's its own thing. It's its own thing. It's Batei Chatzerim. But the Torah said, as a simon, you want to know when you could redeem it? Look into the parasha of Stei Achuzah. By Stei Achuzah, parasha says the redemption is after 2 years. It's true that within the parasha of Stei Achuzah, there's a halacha that has to be mispar tefua, but this is not a Stei Achuzah. This is Batei Chatzerim. There'd be no reason in the world why you would say that since it's not plantable, that's getting into the nitty gritty of Stei Achuzah, which this isn't. This is Batei Chatzerim. This is not Stei Achuzah. This is Batei Chatzerim. Has its own halacha.
So just take the narrow din that you can't.
The basic din of Stei Achuzah is that it's not redeemable for 2 years. There happens to be a nitty-gritty aspect within the Stei Achuzah that if it's not plantable, so then it's not living up to its title of Stei Achuzah. Okay, fine. But the Chatzerim doesn't have to live up to the title of Stei Achuzah. Because it's not a Stei Achuzah. It's but the Chatzerim is. It's fine. Yeah. That's the... Now, when you come to Batei Rechaim, when you come to the Maskona of the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, but if that's the case, so Batei Chatzerim should only be redeemable after 2 years. No, Torah says no. It's like a Batei Rechaim.
It's like a pateri chayma that it's redeemable right away. So basically, now that the Torah pulled me in this direction, instead of the Torah telling me the din, the Torah pulled me in this direction, the Torah pulled me in that direction. The Bavli and our Mishnah seems to learn that once we got to the Maskona, by the Torah pulling him this way and pulling him that way, the Torah showed he doesn't have his own identity. Because if he had his own identity, the Torah would have just said what his halach is. Instead, the Torah was makish him. Normally, it's an ein hekish lemechza. Normally, when the Torah makes a hekish just for the purpose of a hekish, it's wholesome. It's a wholesome hekish, completely. Here, the Torah went ahead, makish him to stay achuza, then makish him to bati erechayma. So the Gemara holds in conclusion, by the fact that the Torah pulled you in both directions, the Torah was megala, that Batei Chatzerim doesn't have its own identity.
So what's with the second year?
Batei Chatzerim doesn't have its own identity. And that's why the Torah showed us it's using other identities. It's using the identity of Batei Erechayma, and it's using identity of Stei Achuzim. That's what it's using. Now that that's the halacha, that it's using those two identities. So now it comes out that the first year Yitaka redeeming it, because of Batei Erechayma, says the Mishnah, Batei Chatzerim noisnim lohem koyach yofeh sheba Batei Erechayma. For the first year it's being redeemed of Batei Erechayma. From there on, the koyach yofeh sheba sodas. Nigol miyad v'kol shneim asa chodesh kibbotim. And that's it. I want to tell you that according to our Mishnah, after 1 year, you can redeem it. And that's why the Mishnah spoke like this, gedreit, because taket's gedreit. After 1 year, you're stuck. You're stuck for 1 year, and now you got to put on the mantle of the stei achuzin. The stei achuzin could be redeemed only after 2 years. For that year in the middle, you're in limbo. You takar in limbo, because you can only use the stei achuzin after 2 years. So you're stuck. You taka stuck, and taka. The Geroyan Kesef, after 2 years, there is Geroyan Kesef. And for the first year, no Geroyan Kesef. Because it's Mashen Kain according to the Tosefta. According to the Tosefta, it's redeemed Taka right away. And there'll always be Geroyan Kesef. There will be Geroyan Kesef from day one. Or there will never be Geroyan Kesef. But there won't be an element, since the Tosefta says there is Geroyan Kesef, the Geroyan Kesef will always be the case. Will always be the case. Now we know there's a cloud that the Rambam is very often nigra after the Tosefta. Tosefta and Yerushalmi. If you look back in the Rambam holds clearly like the Tosefta. Could always be redeemed, and is always Geroyan Kesef. Always Geroyan Kesef. The Lashon Rambam. We have this here on our. We have it here. Hamoicher bayis bebotei orei chatzerim. If somebody is moicher bayis bebotei orei chatzerim, him what's illegal miyad goyel, you can redeem right away. But then he says, ubei shagoyel. Whenever you redeem the field, the Rambam doesn't say you only do that after the first year. The Rambam says you deduct. He doesn't say, by the way, a critical halacha, kiroyen is only after the first year. He doesn't say it. He says, whenever you redeem it, you have to do kiroyen. So I would say that the pshat in the Rambam is, because the Rambam taka goes like the Tosefta. And the Rambam holds Batei Chatzerim is its own entity. Since it's its own entity, you could redeem it right away, you could redeem it forever, as the Rambam says. And the Torah only gave simonim. It's like this, it's like that, but it's Batei Chatzerim. And that's why Gihoyim would always apply. The only reason to say that Gihoyim would not apply for the first year is only if you learn that the Gihoyim is Midin, Batei. No, the Giroyin the first year is Midin Batei Erechayma. So now you no Giroyin. Even the logic would be that there should be Giroyin, but the Torah said there's no Giroyin. So in conclusion, we're coming out that this is actually a machlekes. According to the Stam Mishnah, the way the Mishnah reads, according to the Pashtus, is that the Mishnah reads not like the Tosefta. The Mishnah holds noisim loikoyich yofes shebebatim, and taka for 12 months, batei chatzerim gets the din of the batei rechaima, and therefore there's no giroyin. Year 2 will be 0, and year 3 and on will be a steachuza, and there'll be a din of giroyin. According to the Tosefta, no. Batei chatzerim is its own entity, and therefore it could be redeemed always with Giroyen. First year, second year, and onward, always. But they'll always be Giroyen, because you never have the halacha of Batei Rechaima that there's no din of Giroyen. You go back to the Svara. The Svara is about that it should be Giroyen. Because really the Svara is that there should be Giroyen. By Batei Rechaima, they'd also be Giroyen, if not for the Pasuk. Okay, stop here.